Too. I am so thankful we don't have to think about going to the drugstore and getting prescriptions and spending money that we're asking God to stretch right now in our lives, and we're having to budget. And so we're praising God that He's stretching that money, and we don't need to spend our money for things like health things.
I'm
so thankful.
We don't have any write-offs.
No, we don't.
At the end of the year, you know. poor me. Huh?
Praise the Lord.
That's a good deal.
Well, when Jesus, you know, he cast out the spirits with a word, and He healed all who were ill. Oh, He just wants to heal you so much today. I mean, if you're in pain, Father God, I thank You that You sent Your Son Jesus to heal all who are ill. And Father God, as this message is reaching the ears of our precious listeners, some of them are ill. They're in pain today. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask that You come down and You touch them. And Father God, their faith will just mount up and be big inside of them. Oh, thank You, Lord, for a miraculous healing here. In Jesus' name, we thank You. Thank You so much. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus spoke. He said, you know, that which was said of the prophet Isaiah is fulfilled. He Himself took our infirmities and removed our diseases. And we talked about the meanings of disease, Darren, and that's anything that keeps us from functioning normally.
Yeah, disease. You're not at ease.
That's
not
right.
At ease. But you know, Barb, in Psalm 103 it says, He pardons all of our iniquities and heals all our diseases and redeems our life from the pit. Uh-huh. Who crowns us with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things. That's God's plan.
That's right.
Now see, we're giving you folks a marvelous platform here and a mindset. You need to have a mindset. You need to renew your mind. That's what we tell you, Romans 12:2 all the time. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind so that you think health and you don't think disease. So you think complete health. In other words, you think, well, I'm just about ready to prepare my calendar for another year or another month or another week. Are you subconsciously planning for health breakdowns?
Mm-hmm.
If you are, you're operating in unbelief. You know, why do we have to say, well, I really need to plan for my medical care this next year. I wonder how many days I'm going to be off work. You don't need to plan for that, folks. You can be healthy all the way through.
That's right. Praise God. Well, we see here that Jesus came and He taught 12 men, basically 12 men. There were huge crowds that followed Him, but basically He taught 12 men. And we see here, and especially in the book of Mark, we see Him teaching, and there was a storm, and they said, oh, you know, oh, unbelieving generation, you have no faith. And then here in Matthew 8, He says, you have little faith. He is helping these men learn to increase their faith. Boy, I'll tell you, if somebody tells you, you know, you don't have the faith for what you're believing in, don't get offended. Say, okay, I'll just go back to the Word, and I'm going to build up my faith until I have the faith that's going to bring me this miracle that I'm asking for. And that is not a put down in any way, shape, or form. Jesus did it with His disciples. He said, hey, you guys, you don't have the faith that I want you to have. Come on, come on, come on with me. And here in the chapter 9, then, we see a paralytic healed, we see a dead girl raised from the dead, and we see a woman who'd been bleeding, Darren. I just cannot imagine this infirmity.
With an issue of blood.
Oh, I cannot imagine. As a woman, I cannot imagine this. But it kept her so limited in her lifestyle. She was bleeding, and she had tried every doctor. They'd taken all her money. And Jesus heals her here. Oh, it's
wonderful. You know
what?
I think about this story. Some people say, if I could just get to this doctor, I've heard that he's a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that he trained at a certain university. I've heard that they do those things at this hospital. And, you know, don't go to that one over there. Go to this one over here, because they just have doctors and a staff, and they have a lab there, and you can get healed over there. Well, folks, let me tell you, that's the wrong approach. I believe you need to go to Jesus, because He said in Mark 10:27, He said, with men it's impossible, not with God, for all things are possible with God. And the story you're talking about, this woman with the hemorrhage, she said, if I can just get to that man, and if I can touch him, if I can touch the power, I'll get healed.
That's right. And in that very same chapter here, and we're in Matthew now 9, last week as you were teaching, Darren, you showed me a verse in 9, Matthew 9, verse 8. And I had read it and read it and read it all these years. And immediately, it did something in my spirit. And we call that rhema. We call when something has gone from your head, which is logos, which you read off the word, and it becomes powerful. It just kind of explodes in your body, and you say, wow, I see what that means.
It gets personalized.
It becomes rhema.
Right.
And this verse here in Matthew 9, you were reading it the other day, and boom, it just exploded in me. And when the multitude saw this, this is when the paralytic rose after being on a mat, after not walking. He rose up, he took his bed, and he went home. I love it. They were filled with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. To us, Darren, he's given that authority to us.
Well, you know, Jesus was doing these healings as Son of Man, not as Son of God.
That's right.
And that's an important thing. So that means that you and we can have that same authority to operate in.
Mm-hmm.
When we know that authority and we pray for people in class or in these seminars we do out on the road or over the air, we know that God has, he has given us the right to use his authority.
Amen.
And in 1 John 4:4, it says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world, where we're using that power of Jesus that's within us because we know he's inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're talking about here also in this message, folks, is moving you from a legal, historical understanding to a vital understanding.
That's right.
See, now this woman that had the issue of blood, this paralytic, that, you know, they had in some ways a legal understanding that Jesus could heal. But when it happened, all of a sudden it became vital. It became real. We want you that are listening today and a part of our ministry and your power partners, and we love you and we sense that you love us. We want to tell you, you got to get over into the vital stuff, saying this stuff really works.
That's right. And friends, you have to have faith. You have to have faith. Jesus told a centurion, never have I seen such faith. When the paralytic came, his friends came with him through the roof of this house where Jesus was teaching. Their faith. Jesus talked about their faith and focused on their faith. And then when this lady came and she touched the hem of his garment, she had the faith. In fact, he turned to her and he said, daughter, take courage. Your faith has made you well. You have to have faith. You have to have faith based on the Word of God. And that's what we're talking about. That's going to become vital in your life. Then you can tear down the strongholds and you can break off the yokes and remove the burdens. Exactly what Jesus was talking about.
Yeah, and don't put the responsibility for healing now on the church or on the pastor or on the evangelist. Here's what it says in Mark 9:28. And it said, there were two blind, in fact, the 27th verse of Matthew 9, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, have mercy on us, Son of David. And after he had come into the house, the blind men came up to him. Jesus said to them, do you believe I'm able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He touched their eyes, saying, be it done to you according to your faith.
That's right.
Not according to my faith and my disciples' faith, but according to your faith.
That's right. And that's in Matthew 9:29. Praise God.
And then it says, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see here, let no one know about this. Now, I believe he said that in part so that these people say, now look, Dodo, you've always been blind. You're not seeing, you're faking it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people around that will destroy healing with negative words, words of unbelief. In fact, I'll just think of this story. I was down in Emporia, Kansas, and I was with a minister friend of mine, and we were asked to go and pray for this lady, so we did. And she told us a story about child abuse. She said, when I was a young girl, my dad set me on a hot cook stove, a coal-burning cook stove. And you know, he did it by mistake. Well, in my heart of hearts, I knew, you don't make that kind of mistake to set your child down on a hot cook stove. You know, Barbara, that abuse was so horrendous that she wanted to love her dad so much that what she did is she turned her eyesight off psychologically. She said, I can't stand to see this and see this man that abused me. She couldn't admit the abuse in her little mind. So she became blind. She couldn't see anymore. Well, we prayed for her, but to get her healed, we had to pray away the hurts, the emotional scars of her childhood. And you know, God gave her eyesight. I handed her a Bible, said, can you read this? And she read that Bible perfectly.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know how old she was when this happened, but she was old enough to know that it wasn't a mistake. So she was overjoyed about her healing. We were praising God that he'd done a creative miracle here. She'd received her sight back. She'd been restored in her sight. And that's what it says in Scripture many times. They were restored. Well, she went joyfully to her church and gave her testimony. These people jumped on her and said, God doesn't do that today. You're not healed. We know God doesn't heal today. He used to, but he doesn't anymore. And instantly, Barbara, because of their words, she lost her healing. Mm-hmm. I believe that God was saying here, Jesus was saying here, don't go out there and talk to these negative family members and friends. Keep it to yourself. You've been healed. Go and enjoy your healing. Unfortunately, today we have to do that in many cases. We have to tell people, don't go around the negative people. Don't share it with them. They have so much influence over your life and your circle of influence there. They could actually destroy your healing, and that is an awesome tragedy.
That really is. We have to be careful about